If you could trade 1 year of your life for $30,000, how many years would you trade?
None. It's not enough.
30 grand?
Yeah.
That's not life-changing for 1 year?
No.
Yeah, that's true. That's like minimum wage shit.
Now, if I was in Arkansas and you guys... No. Yeah.
Where am I living as I'm answering this question?
Yeah,
am I living in like Cabo or am I living in New York?
Is this Rosarito? Because if this was Rosarito. Oh, so let's do this. That was a quick no for both of us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is the opening of the show. So let's extrapolate.
Oh, here we go.
What is the number that you would be willing...
For 1 year? I'm okay, so say you're like...
And what do you mean trade? Does it mean we're taking 1 year? Like if I was going to live to 90, I'm going to live to 89? Or like I'm...
Yeah. You can't say like, at age 27 was pretty shitty. Let's pull that one out.
Yeah.
Can't no.
Oh, so it's like that?
You're going to deduce a year.
Oh, well then fuck yeah. I would get rid of 10 years for 30,000.
I was going to say
I misunderstood the question.
If I'm going to live to like 100, I'm like, but the
quality of life.
You
can take those last 15.
I'm kind of good. Make those last 15 really strong. You
and
know?
Then that's 450 G's now?
Yeah.
Okay. But for 1 year, pretend we knew that you were going to die at like a health, like 60.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And... So you're deducing from then now.
Yeah.
How much would it take?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at that point, I'm cautious to say yes to any of it. I mean, I want to enjoy all the time that I
gotta
have.
I got to figure.
Oh, yeah. You're like, nope.
Everything has a price, bro. 59 to 60, that's included. I would do a solid million.
$1 million?
Yeah.
If you were living to 60.
Go to 59.
Yeah.
You know what? Not just a million.
Let me sweeten this deal.
But I'd go ahead and give you 3 years. I don't think 57 to 59 is going to be much different.
Hello, Satan? Yep. Line one?
Oh, this is hilarious. I Googled the other day.
I'll take you up on that offer.
I Googled the other day. How do you sell your soul?
How do you sell your soul?
Yeah, because I was watching a movie and like the guy sold his soul to, you know. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, it's not a bad deal.
Nice.
Like, I'm going to... probably be with him anyways, you know, in the afterlife.
Just speed things
but
up.
But he's gonna make
it,
no, not necessarily speed it up, but like he's gonna make it dope while I'm here.
Okay.
And then we'll already have like some familiarity when I do get there. We'll already kind of be boys, you know?
Yeah.
So I Googled it, right?
Right.
And, you know, I was kind of reading through the articles, but I sent a screenshot of me Googling it to another friend of mine. And he goes, I already looked into it. It's pretty much fake. You can't really do it. And I was like, fuck, I really needed that.
So they really gave it a shot?
Yeah.
I didn't work out.
But if you know how to sell your soul to the devil, reach out. Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are going to be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound
Town.
We're going to Pound Town.
Yeah.
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Social Nuisance Podcast.
Countdown!
Yes. Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us that 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance, such as Drinks by Daisy at Drinks, well, at drinks.by.daisy. Daisy.
Uh-huh.
And Daisy is D-A-I-S-S-E-Y.
Is it?
Shout out to wifey.
Shout out. What's up?
Dropping a dollar in the Venmo. So she started out her little business.
Yeah?
Making cocktails.
Oh, hell yeah.
So she's not going to like show up and say, I got a full bar. What do you want to drink?
Yeah, yeah.
She'll show up to your event, pop up, what have you.
Uh-huh.
And she'll have a menu.
Okay.
Of like, these are the drinks I'm making. They're all fucking bomb.
Dope.
That's all you need to know. Which one do you want to order?
All right.
It takes all the ambiguity and people making up shit. Can I get a fucking monkey tail fart, whatever the fuck?
Yeah,
can I
get a sexy secretary?
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Look, read the menu.
Yeah.
This is all you're getting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cocktails.by.daisy, and that's D-A-I-S-Y. SSEY.
You know what?
On Instagram, at Instagram.
I'm going to hire her to do the next podcast.
Yeah.
Just to have it right there in the corner.
Just making drinks in the background. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right?
My name's Imagine, and joining me as always, the only man I'm willing to vote for to recall Governor Newsom.
Yo!
Motion.
Yo!
How's it going, man?
It's going, man.
I think you have a chance of replacing Newsom.
You know what, dude?
We should have put you on the ballot.
If that bitch like beats me, right?
It's only like $100.
Dude, we both had a little bit of extra money this week. We could have did it.
That would have been fucking funny.
Right? And then, you know, my slogan, I would pass out sex toys and be like, government's going to fuck you. You might as well do it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There it is.
Right?
I think that's a successful campaign out the gate.
And there's no way I'm going to lose that one bitch. Caitlin.
Okay. I was like, we're going through my Rolodex.
You know what?
Bitches in this campaign.
I'm afraid, though, that we would split the vote.
Of bitches?
Yeah. That like, I would be Caitlin's, or no, not I would be.
Yeah.
Caitlin would be my Ross Perot and fuck up my election.
You're fucking my shit up, Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin.
That's funny.
God damn it.
Next time a recall election comes around, we'll put you on the ballot.
Yeah.
You know what
we'll do?
Yeah.
Should Caitlin win? We'll recall her.
I'm going to recall your recall and put myself on the ballot.
And that's where I slide in.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Speaking of sliding in, you think we could slide into Caitlyn's DMs?
You can try.
Does Caitlyn have social media?
I have no idea.
Let's figure this out.
No intention.
I'm going to figure this out.
Checking at any point in time.
And she spells it like away from like the 40s or some shit. Caitlyn Jenner, blue check mark.
There it is.
Blue check
mark. Slide into her DMs. Let us know.
11.4 million followers, only follows 39. What a selfish bitch. Can you believe that she's even considering being a fucking... She has to care about people, but she only follows 39. She can't find 40 people that she cares enough about to follow on Instagram.
Yeah, she stopped at a solid 39.
What a cocksucker this bitch is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's not though, right?
I don't know.
I'm pushing it. Sorry, I'm getting too far. It's just I'm upset, you know? I'm not going to lose my state to this fucking...
court.
to this hood rat.
Yeah, makes total hoodlum. Sense. Well, so how was your week, man?
Hold on, I'm looking at her tits. I got a lot of irons in the fire. That's what I just say now when people ask, what are you up to? What do you got going? I'm like, I don't want to tell you. It hurts too much. How was your week, bro?
I feel pretty good. I mean, it's been really busy, which is why I'm late on uploading the previous episode. So apologies for that. But nevertheless, so I had a lot of home ownership stuff. So if you dial back a number of episodes, we talked about the struggles of being a homeowner. And update, I came out on top.
There you go.
Yes. So there were a lot of things that we were trying to navigate and figure out. And I was like, fuck, man. And this is, it's difficult. It's hard. It's not my fault. How do I make this right? Went through the proper channels, but I came correct.
Yep.
And I came out on top. So that has been handled.
Congratulations, man.
And we're going to put that motherfucker to bed.
Phenomenal.
And I'm feeling pretty good about it. And the best part about it is the situation allowed me to expand the operation,
yeah,
if you will.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be upgrading a lot of our entities for the home label, Stars and Street Lamps, and we're going to see a lot of cool stuff coming their way, and that definitely affects the Social Nuisance Podcast. So I'm fucking excited for that.
I'm excited as well, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited that it got resolved. I'm excited that you have a huge relief and a giant weight lifted off your back, man.
Oh, fucking for real, man. Fucking for real.
You know, I've noticed now that my son's a teenager, and I cried the other day at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Finally got you.
Dude, a guy walked by me the other day. He's like, are you crying? I was like, shut the fuck up, homo. You know, like, oh, and for my fans, just to clarify, when you say homeowner, you're actually talking about homeowner shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've changed, homeowner has become my new, how I address the gays. You're the homeowner, you know? But, so it was his first day in high school, even though he's a sophomore because of COVID. Last year, they took away, the freshman year.
Okay, yeah. Okay, for vicious.
Yeah. And he just texts me at, like, lunch, like, about how great his day is going, how much it is. And he goes, Dad, they even had freaking pizza. And I was just like, it just hit me, dude. I took the time to walk him to school every first day, no matter how trash him and me and his mom were at the time. It was understood every first day of school, I walked him to school.
Right on.
And I mean, she could walk with us too. It wasn't like our thing, but I did it.
You gotta say 20 paces back though.
Yeah. I have a restraining order.
Hot boy summer. Yeah. Stay over there.
So, so he goes to school, you know, and he's just texting me about how great his day. It just hit, man. it hit. But what I wanted to get at is, well, I was congratulating you for having that giant weight lifted off your back. And I realized now in this age how much I am like my father, in the sense that my father never stopped worrying. Mm-hmm. To this day, he worries sick, like, mm-hmm. about me. He's kind of released it a little bit, you know, over the past couple of years, and seeing that I'm kind of leveling off a little bit.
Sure.
But like, I never stop worrying about Vinny. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, dude, I'm not a micromanager. I'll text him like twice a day, check in. You know, because he has the freedom to go where he wants to go.
Right, right. Status report.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to know where you're at. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know who you're with. I definitely want to know who you're with.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you feel, I get the sense that sometimes when you hang out that you have big worries about certain things.
Oh,
do you feel like you're a worrier?
Oh, definitely. I think it's as I'm taking on larger responsibilities.
Yes.
The worry also gets, because the gravity of it all, mm-hmm. your decisions carry more weight.
Yeah.
You know, not only because, you know, you have a bigger gamble, but because you have legitimate lives. Mm-hmm. Lives that you care for so dearly are riding on the decisions that you make, that you're constantly just worrying, like, fuck,
yeah.
was this the right call?
Right.
Am I making the right decision? And it never goes away.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, Milo is only fucking 2.5.
Yeah.
Pause for mathematical calculation there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you mean he's only 2.5, but I mean, I worry about him all the fucking time. But I can imagine being able as a, you know, a functioning human with capabilities to make bad decisions.
Yes.
Going out into the world.
And all the reason to make them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This kid's, I don't understand, like, how he has navigated life. I really don't. He has every reason to be, like, full of fuck ups.
Yeah.
And very minimal mistakes comes out of this kid.
Nice.
To the point where when he makes one, I'm like thoroughly disappointed. I know you knew better.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like in the back of my head, I'm like, come on, man. But but the thing is, like, I know how to raise my kid.
Yeah.
And
that's what it is. It's a testament to your parenting ability that you didn't raise a shitty human.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of them on this planet.
That was a legitimate constant fear.
And you contributed to fixing that. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Like, and I think because you worried all the time and you wanted to put your best foot forward, you were able to raise a good human.
Yeah, he's dope.
And it shows. And now when he does go out into the world, you're like, fuck, I hope he makes good decisions.
Yeah.
But he will, most of the time. Because you raised a good human.
Well, and I know that every mistake I made, it had to do with the people that were around me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't make the mistake.
Yeah.
I'm not deflecting responsibility. So I'm big on who's around him.
That makes sense.
At all times. I want to know all your friends. I want to know their parents. I want to know what you're doing. To the point where, like, he goes out for the weekend with friends and stays at a beach house with their family.
Right.
Because I know them.
Right.
You know, and it's like,
so, I trust that family.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So
yeah, it makes total sense why my parents always wanted to talk to someone else's parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they're a reflection of what their kid's going to be like.
And even now, like, when we were growing up, it was harder because, like, I would never house phone call another house phone of Vinny's friend's parents. Yeah. I would just, I don't, that's too much. But we text each other like mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I'll text his girlfriend's mom or the other friends that they go hang out with. We're all on text chains.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, good luck fucking, like.
Can't hide shit. Yeah. We're all going to know.
Yeah. So.
And that's awesome. I think having that relationship is really, really just fucking, that's awesome, man.
He's got this little girlfriend that our families are close now because of them. But her family, straight saints.
Nice.
Like, the best of people.
And they know who you are, right?
Yeah, okay. They know exactly. You know, it's funny. One time, they came to pick her up. She was over having dinner with us, and they came to pick her up. And I was already in bed. It was like 9 o'clock. I go, Dad, I shouldn't say her name. Her parents are here. I go, okay, cool. Let me run out and say hi. And I just grabbed a t-shirt and ran out barefooted. Hey, what's up, guys? Blah, 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 blah. Came back in. You know that brand? Oh, fuck, was it? Not important, whatever it is. Anyways, one of this brand's, I ordered like a Christmas package for him, and it was like 5 sweaters, 10 t-shirts, a couple $100, and I right. split it up with the kids. But I kept this shirt because I want the kids to have it.
Right.
So I just threw the shirt on, ran out there, came back in, looked in the mirror, cocaine and caviar. Real big on my shirt. I'm like, God damn it. You know?
We got to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. So.
Right on. So him going back to school, are you at all worried about the whole COVID restrictions and the resurgence and all this shit coming back?
So, you know, I know we talk about this every episode, not this particular, but COVID in one way or another.
We have no fucking choice. That's right? All that's current going events. On.
I was waiting to get him vaccinated for FDA approval.
All right, because he qualifies now. He's old enough.
Yeah, yes, he's cool. Old enough, yeah.
Got it.
So I just felt like, I think there's a lot of people that once the government backs it, like officially, instead of just, you know, pundits on the news or politicians saying you should or you shouldn't, either way. Once it's FDA approved, I think a lot of the discomfort and trust issues will kind of fizzle out.
Right.
And that's essentially what I was waiting for before I put it in him, because my understanding is he's like tip-top condition for someone that wouldn't be affected.
Right.
But I talked to him the other day, and I asked him how he felt, and he said, no, I want to get vaccinated. I go, okay, I got vaccinated. Nothing bad happened to me.
Right.
You know, so cool. If that's what you want, that's what we'll do. So I am sending him up.
That's appointment. The least of the concerns of things I've put in my body.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's what I'll do. I am nervous about it. I know more people at this moment in time right now that are hospitalized by COVID severely. People that are not answering text messages because they're not well. And I don't know how not well they are. More than I did last year.
Crazy.
So I feel like we kind of doom and gloomed last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's more serious. But people are fed up with the bullshit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the girl who cried wolf or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
I feel like that's where we're at right now. And I remember saying in this show, when we were talking about vaccinations when it first came out, that the vaccination doesn't protect you from it. It protects you from the symptoms. And hopefully if you should happen to get it, you won't be as severe in dire straits.
Right.
And I remember saying, well, isn't that going to make us spreaders? Because the one thing about COVID is at least hopefully you know you have it.
Yeah.
Because the fear was all these people with, what is it when you don't have symptoms?
Asymptomatic
were spreading.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, kind of a social responsibility issue that we were dealing with last year. And then as more people get vaccinated, we're all kind of spreaders.
Sure.
Or have the possibility of.
Sure.
You know, and so I know that that's the position we're in right now. I remember saying something about that back then, and I don't like that people are politicians are acting like they discovered this. Like, no, we fucking said as a society, like, hey, dude, if you take away the symptoms, we're not going to really know what, you know, there's not going to be a measurement of what's actually happening.
That's true. However, if everyone did get vaccinated.
Again, a disclaimer, bro science. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. If everyone did get vaccinated and everyone did have asymptomatic experiences,
then there would be no issue.
Then it's no fucking deal.
It'd be like chickenpox.
Yeah.
You have it, but nothing.
Yeah. So that's where my concern kind of comes from. And not really concern. It's more like,
yeah.
Fuck, man. You know, because leading up to going into spring, going into summer, you know, everything was reopening, at least here in California.
Yeah.
Everything was reopening. Masks were coming off. It was all fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And then Delta arrived.
Yep.
But even before Delta, it wasn't Delta. It would have been fucking Gamma, Epsilon, whatever the fuck would have been. But the point was, we weren't ready to go in that direction because people weren't taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And now, I think we've reached a point where all the mandates are coming out. And okay, well, either you have to get vaccinated or you have to do weekly testing.
Which, yeah.
And I'm okay with that, but I'm also more of us like, dude, just fucking mandate it.
The vaccine?
Everyone has to get it. In the same way that people are like, oh, they're mandating vaccines. Like, bitch, you have to get a mandatory vaccine for like the measles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, for most employers, education systems, blah, blah, blah.
I'm with you.
Just add COVID to the list.
I'm with you and not with you on that. I am with you on that because, like, yeah, there is, it's, the precedence has been set. There are required vaccinations. Your kids don't get to go to schools if they don't have their shots.
Right.
That's, we can't act like that's some new thing, like, oh, they're taking away our liberty. That's not the case. But here's the thing. Until it's FDA approved,
yeah,
you should not be allowed to tell anyone they have to do that.
That is true.
I agree
with that as well. So the emergency approval is what allowed it to roll off the line.
Correct.
Now, things cannot be mandated until it's been FDA approved.
Until the government puts their stamp on it, like, hey, we'll be completely responsible and liable for anything comes with this. You know, they required today, or yesterday, the Pentagon required that every soldier gets it.
Yep.
That's a big statement.
Whenever the military takes action on something, that is always a statement. Yeah. Always pay attention to what your government's military is doing.
This time
that is an indication of what is like
what
fact.
They feel. Yeah. This time last year, we were talking about how the military had declared that anybody with COVID will never be able to be in the military. Remember that?
Don't remember that, no.
So what it was it was about this time last year that if you had been diagnosed with COVID-19, you would not be allowed to join the military. And then we talked about it on the podcast, and I had two reasons for that. One was either they know something we don't know.
I remember that, yeah.
Or the second thing was they don't, because you get lifetime health insurance.
Right.
And they don't want to have to pay for that.
Yep.
So that was the conversation that came out
of. I remember
that
conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the fact that that was their president, and now they're saying everybody's getting the shot.
Yep.
That, you know, it means, look, listen, if you're on the fence about getting the vaccine, I did it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and the amount of, again, we're warriors, the relief that I felt going into a room
in
a place, you know, like now that everybody's masking back up again, I don't have a problem with that. It does feel weird.
Yeah.
It feels weird that we were told that we didn't have to. Now I'm kind of like, the other day we went to Norm's and we went without a mask. We're all, the whole family's vaxxed. And except the kids, sorry, I want to be clear. But they go, hey, can you put a mask on while you wait? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, we're going to sit down right now and you're not going to have us wear a mask.
Right.
But I don't want to be that asshole.
Right.
I go, you'll feel better if I put a mask. I go, hey, tell you the truth, we already got our vaccines. We don't carry any masks anymore. I know it's starting back up again. And we probably will. But you guys got some extra masks? Yeah, no problem. We got masks for you. The girl walks back, comes back with masks on a straw. Like, she didn't, you know.
Yeah, we do that.
I go, hey, look, we'll all make each other feel better. You'll feel better if I'm wearing a mask? Fine. But I do need the mask right now. I'm not walking around with them again like I used to. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm okay with it because, I mean, like I said, once the FDA approval happens, which, again, is coming, and it could happen as
early as... I thought it was
going to
almost happen today, right?
No. So the FDA approval thing, they're anticipating that it's going to happen sometime in September.
Okay.
And once that happens, anticipate a flood of mandates.
Yeah.
Of like, you have to get it. You have to get it.
Yeah.
Shut up. Get it. And I'm okay with that. My grandmother, I was talking to her, I think, the other day, and she's like, I don't know why they still make it required right now. And I was telling her, like, no, they're going through the process, FDA process. And if anything, I'm glad that they're just not doing it right now, because that would just feed into the whole argument of they did it too fast.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, they're like, they're not doing it too fast. Emergency approval. Yes, that was quick because, you know,
it was an
emergency.
Exactly.
But as far as the full on approval process, they're still going through the motions. They're doing what they need to do. And I'm glad that they're doing that, because once they do make that decision, then we know, just like every other vaccine or pharmaceutical that rolled off the line, it went through the approval process.
There's a family right now, and there's always like the conspiracy theorists of like, oh, that person would want you to get the vaccine. Like when someone speaks well about it.
Oh yeah.
I don't want anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. There's a family that I grew up with. There's a gentleman right now. He's hospitalized, who I love insanely. He was as close to me as my father growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to the show. They know exactly who I'm talking to.
Right on.
And the wife got vaxxed and the husband didn't. The husband's hospitalized right now. He's not doing well. I expect a recovery, but here in this time and space, he's not healthy. He doesn't feel good. He feels very bad. And I just don't know what I would do if I lost him, and he's not even a political person. He just didn't get the vax.
Right. For whatever his reason. Right.
And probably busy. Honestly, the guy owns his own business. He's the only one that works for it. He supports his whole family. But if I had to deal, with his loss would be fucking insane. Not that that's where it's headed, but the idea of like losing multiple people to this ideology, you know, that like, I don't know anymore what the arguments are. Like, I've heard these terms, you know, the plandemic, and like, look, dude, we were lied to about how it got out. We were lied to about how it got here. We were lied to about a lot of things. But the fact of the matter is, we got a pretty fucking serious situation on our hand. Mm. And there's something that you can do. And I don't know the long-term effects.
Sure.
No one does.
No one does.
But there's something that you can do to not be in the situation that my dear friend is in.
Right.
And I just hope more people do it, you know? Like, I don't know. Don't do it if you don't want to, but...
I'm saying do it. And here's my reason for why I'm such a black and white stickler on my opinion of, fuck you, get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's because my son can't get the vaccine. I can't vaccinate him.
Okay.
So I am now forced to rely
on the people around
on
him.
Everyone else in the world to keep my son safe.
See, but that's the thing is if the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting it, it just stops you from knowing you have it. That's a oversimplified explanation. Stops you from getting sick. Mm-hmm. But you still can carry and transmit. Aren't you worried about, like, because the people around him can still give it to him. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not a typical vaccine, as in that you can't contract this.
The term that we're trying to accomplish is, again, herd immunity.
Herd immunity, yes.
And the herd immunity is resistance to the spread of an infectious disease within a population that is based on pre-existing immunity of a high proportion of individuals as a result of previous infection or vaccination.
Yes.
So there is a built-in resistance to the spread of the infectious disease.
But that's the term. That vaccination means what you and I understand to be a vaccination, which means you can't contract it. This vaccination does not mean that.
It does, from what I understand, it does decrease the severity of the virus that's being spread.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it actually takes away strength from it. It's not just your... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and I am genuinely... We're talking. I'm not challenging you.
Yeah, no.
You know when I'm will.
Yeah, and I know. I think that's healthy because most people would have these same questions and opinions and so on and so forth. So if we can take away from the strength of the spread,
yes, by, I agree 1,000%.
By inoculation, then I'm all for it. So if I'm relying on my community to keep my son safe, and they are actively resisting with irrational reasoning, then I have zero patience.
Yeah.
I got zero patience for you. Go fuck yourself. Get the jab or fuck off.
But you got to remember, it's irrational reasoning by your standards. If they have a rational reason that they don't want to do it, for instance, a lot of members of the black community don't trust it and it's not FDA approved.
Yeah.
That to me is rational. That's a rational reason for not... You don't trust the government. You don't trust... And it's... Truth be told, it's the government telling us to get it.
You see what I'm saying? You're not wrong.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I've heard that argument
before. It's rational. To me, that's a rational argument.
It's a rational concern. I wouldn't say it's a rational argument.
But, I mean, to not get it.
Yeah. So, in the same way that... Yeah, I also question the government. I also have hesitations with digesting everything they throw out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're seeing the results day to day of those who don't get it.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the results of those who do get it.
Yes.
In real time. And I think there's been enough healthy skepticism to apprehend or be apprehensive to get the vaccine. And you're like, okay, I don't know. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, by all means, for the first few months when it first debuted back in December, and December into fucking February, March. Okay, I can see some healthy skepticism in that. Okay, cool. I'm totally in agreement with that.
Well, now it's 8 months in.
We're 8 months in.
Nobody's grown a tail.
I've not grown a tail, although that would be fucking cool.
I don't know if it would.
The questions about it have been answered. I think all of the... Well, and for me, like, a lot of the stuff was like, hey, man, you go first. The economy is opening. We're all going to go fucking party. All right.
Yeah.
Y'all go first.
Yes.
I'm going to hang back here and watch how this goes down. And after watching it all go down, I was kind of like, not that bad. Same thing with the protests, the George Floyd protests back in June of 2020. Uh-huh. Huge protests. No social distancing.
Yeah.
Not a lot of masks. That was me, like, I would love to go fucking protest right now.
Yeah.
But nah.
Yeah.
But instead,
they're all sharing the same megaphone.
I'ma hang back here. I'ma watch how it all goes down. And seeing that there wasn't like an enormous tidal wave of spread, yeah, I was kind of like,
or that we okay know about. But also,
yeah,
most of the protests, not all of them, were during the day.
Yeah.
And there were young, relatively healthy people.
Right.
There's no elders out there. Definitely wasn't many obese people fucking marching the streets, you know? Here's one quick point that I want to make that I think it's a little, it's a moment of irony. Yeah. A little bit of, don't you think it's ironic?
Shout out, Alanis.
Yeah. A lot of, she probably listens. She's not doing much nowadays. I will say that the people pushing the vaccine, not the people, the politicians pushing the vaccine are from, if I'm generalizing, predominantly left.
Pushing the vaccine. Yes.
Those are the same people that are my body, my choice.
Yes.
You have to pick.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If it's my body, my choice, that means you got to leave the people who don't want the vaccine alone.
Yeah.
Again, not that it's their best interest.
Yeah.
And you've made a beautiful argument about how their ignorance or their... I don't even want to say ignorance. Their choices have a direct weight on, you know, your son, our sons.
Yeah.
But if it's my body, my choice, you don't get to pick when it's your body, your choice.
I agree to that. However, when you're talking about my body, my choice, as far as the abortion argument, where that statement derived from,
yeah,
that was a singular entity. My body, my choice, it's not, my choice.
There's an embryo in you. So it was a tool.
That extends
that's
into,
a different kind of example.
That extends. However, that what I'm trying to get at is the spread affects the community.
I know what you mean.
So,
yes. I already knew where you were going to go when I wrote it down.
And both sides. I think both sides who are using... both sides. Great people on both sides. I think both sides that are using that argument of my body, my choice, and the same liberal left that are articulating the hypocrisy on the right also need to acknowledge the hypocrisy on the left when using that statement as well. They're in that sense, there's some common ground of understanding.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm very black and white, but in my black and white, I'm willing to have an intellectual conversation
discourse, yeah,
about our different positions so we can have an attempt to understand and empathize with each other and hopefully move together forward.
Well, and I do want to say I'm thoroughly my body, my choice. Yeah, you should be able to have abortions. You should be able to have late-term abortion, real late-term, like up till you're 16 years old. Final points you want to make on this topic?
No, man, I think we definitely beat it to a pulp.
We did, right? I got a quick question.
Shoot.
Have you ever summoned the Candyman?
Have I ever summoned the Candyman?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
No?
I'm not fucking with the Candyman. I ain't fucking with Bloody Mary. I ain't fucking with any of those urban legend shit that you did in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
When they did do it, I got the fuck out of the bathroom because that's where it always went down. And you know that the bathroom had amazing acoustics. It had that echo. So when you did shit, it sounded even creepier.
Yeah, right?
So I got the fuck out of the school bathroom when they did that shit.
So, I'm into...
The answer is no.
I'm into summoning them on one-night stands. Like, if a girl takes me back to her house or apartment, I go in the bathroom real quick. I go to the restroom real quick. I just, you know, summon whatever the fuck I can. Bloody Mary, Candy Mary, all that shit. I go, hey, have a good night!
Nice.
That was it.
That's how you make friends. So, I was going to try to think of a segue between Bloody Mary and this next topic, but I don't have one, so fuck it.
What is it?
So, there's a topic that I came across I just thought was funny, where you have two difference of opinions clashing in a public space.
Oh, okay.
And what do you do? Is anyone the asshole in this situation?
Oh, are we playing?
Not really.
All right.
But we can go there.
Let's do it.
So just recently, a TikTok user called out a wannabe fashion cop in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
So Katie, she was on the beach and she was chilling out and just sunbathing. And there was a man wearing a long sleeve shirt, shorts and shoes. First and foremost, you don't wear a long sleeve shirt with fucking Shorts? The hell?
I do sometimes at work, but that's because of my job.
Okay, makes sense.
Go ahead.
So this guy, he was standing next to her, and she was wearing like a bikini because she's sunbathing on the beach because, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Florida.
Yeah. And the guy was holding a poster that read, "God says Christian women dress modest," quoting Timothy 2:9. Repent.
Who the
turn
fuck
to Jesus.
Is Timothy?
I don't know.
Quick question.
Did he write a book?
All the fucking...
He wrote a gospel?
All the gospel, yeah. Quote. I've never heard of Timothy anything.
The book of Timothy?
I've never...
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I know Mark, Luke, John, right? Yeah. Paul? Who the fuck is
Ringo?
Timothy? Yeah, right?
Mark, John... Wait, no. What was the other one? George.
George.
Yeah. Is there a book of George?
No, Perez?
Sure.
Straight.
All right. So, so this guy, he's standing there, and he's holding his sign, not necessarily like... engaging her.
Yeah.
But clearly making a statement about her because he's standing there with the sign about dressing modest next to a woman who's in a bikini at the fucking beach. And she was just like, are you fucking serious?
I know exactly what's happening here.
Okay, what's happening here?
He has guilt about wanting to look at hot women in bikinis because he has Christian guilt.
Oh, yeah.
So
Christian
what he does
guilt.
Is, I'm going to go out and check these women out. But in order to satisfy my guilt... I'm going to act like I'm against it.
Interesting.
Why would you go to... If you don't... it's like doth... how does it say? Doth protest too much?
Thou doth protest too much.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
He's like, oh, I can't believe these women dress like this. While he's standing over them fucking looking at them.
That's awful.
Like, get out of here, dude. Everybody knows what... You're not even being slick, bro. Just go home, jack off, turn on the internet like the rest of us.
So he has his opinion, freedom of opinion,
yes,
freedom to express his opinion in a peaceful manner. Mm-hmm. She is at the beach enjoying herself, dressed appropriately as per the law.
Yeah.
And both exercising their American lives. Right?
Well, here's the thing. Until she feels harassed.
Okay.
If him standing over her... holding a sign that pretty obviously addresses her.
Right.
And she feels like he's... Is that, you know, harassment? Like...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What other situation would that be okay? I don't think you can just walk around with a sign kind of shitting on someone.
Oh, they do it all the time.
Follow them around.
Oh, yeah. They do it all the time.
What do you mean?
I mean, just general protests.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's...
Any protest, and whatever you're protesting, you're saying, hey, this guy's an asshole.
Usually, well, it's like a, I guess, but you're not following that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
All Donald Trump protests.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck Donald Trump.
But
that's,
Trump wasn't
that
there.
That is harassment. Oh, yeah. I mean, as he drove by and all that shit.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, he's literally standing over, not literally standing over her, but like.
I would totally hold a sign next to Donald Trump saying Donald Trump's a dick or some shit like that.
Yeah, but then if
that
he,
would be fun.
If he moves or whatever, you move with him.
I guess
I could see where that could be harassing.
Okay, so if he was minding his own and walking up and down the beach,
that would be different.
That's different.
Yes.
But because he was actively standing next to a woman.
Yeah.
Trying to get his point
across.
And
remember, we live in a world of perception.
Right.
If she feels harassed.
Yeah.
He could be super fucked.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a little douchey. You know what this reminds me of? Allow me to extrapolate.
Oh, here we go.
No. When they do those DUI checkpoints.
Yeah.
You know they're not actually DUI. They are DUI checkpoints, but they're not there for that. They're actually there to catch unlicensed drivers. It's something that they set up to... It's what the man does to hold the brown man down.
Nice.
So anyways, that's what it is. But you're trying to tell me that you're spreading your message better by standing over one person.
Yeah.
You're stopping more drunk drivers by setting up in one spot.
Yeah.
Then you would actually be doing, spreading that message, patrolling, moving up and down the beach with your sign.
Yeah.
Or... cops patrolling the street. No, dude, you're not doing any better in one spot. If you want to spread the message, move the fuck around and leave that poor lady and those fucking drunks alone.
Absolutely. And here's the imagined opinion. This guy's an asshole. Dude, I'm trying to go to the beach, just enjoying myself. And, you come out of nowhere and just start fucking with me. Fuck off. So that's the imagined opinion. Where I think a healthy dose of skepticism is being like, okay, well, technically he's not doing anything wrong and trying to play both sides
that's
to get
true.
A conversation going.
That is true.
And I that's why I enjoy having these types of conversations because it does get the conversation going where he's not really doing anything. But you brought up a fantastic point. At what point does she perceive harassment
yeah.
And that perception is reality. And if that's the case, she has a case to say, this guy's harassing me.
Yeah.
At which point I would say, yeah. Yeah, like you said, if you're going to follow me, that's harassment.
Yeah. Also, while we're talking about sunbathing, I recently found out that if you sunbathe nude as a man, it helps testosterone.
Interesting.
So next week, an hour early, hang out in your backyard for a little?
Yeah, I'm just going to mow the lawn nude.
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
Fantastic.
I'll do the weed eater. I just got to be very careful. Very careful.
On that topic of trying to navigate hot people throughout the world, I was hanging out with wifey, and she had a funny-ass meme where a woman had identified a number of professions and people in her life that should not be allowed to be attractive.
Okay.
People that should not be hot.
So ugly, like these are ugly people professions.
They need to be
UPP.
They need to be ugly.
All right.
In order for this to go down.
Babysitters.
Okay. I was going to say, like, give me your thoughts.
A babysitter?
A babysitter.
You don't want or a personal assistant. You don't want a hot personal assistant. You don't want a hot babysitter. Mm-hmm. It's going to create issues.
Makes sense. Anyone within your vicinity to provide temptation.
A daily.
With hers was like
ugly neighbors.
It was all these professions that you'll get that are particularly embarrassing. So like her dentist can't be hot. Like you're sitting down.
I'm okay with a hot dentist.
I'm not okay with. I just want to play devil's advocate. I really don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I mean, I am who I am.
I'm actually really okay with everyone in my life being hot. In fact, so much so that I just find something hot about every person that I meet. Even I'm like, you're repulsive. I love your earlobes. Something like that, you know? Whatever it takes.
So she was also saying, like, you know, a gynecologist, dentist.
Yeah, I've heard women have issues with hot gynecologists. Not have issues, but then it's just like, it's awkward. Like you brush your teeth right before you go to the dentist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they do with their vaginas and their hot gynecologists. The gynecologist is like, I can tell you haven't been taking care of it. No, I really have.
I scrubbed this morning. It was fantastic. Yeah.
So what came up in their list, though?
I mean, that was a couple. I mean,
oh, okay.
No, I didn't take notes. I just remembered.
Did you know that gas is $4 a dollar? $4 a gallon at fucking Arco?
Yeah.
God damn it, Biden.
What? Atrocious.
This is Biden's America now.
This is what happens.
I literally feel like I'm putting water in my car when I go to Arco. How is it $4 a gallon? This is Chevron prices.
You don't have this authority.
What the fuck is going on here? Whatever happened to Texaco?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I got on the TikTok thing. I thought that was pretty funny and kind of bringing that around. And then, yeah, professions that you should not be hot. You brought up some good ones.
Yeah, babysitter is a tough one. You have a hot babysitter, you're going to have issues with the wife later on.
I guess.
You will.
Unless you have, like, you know, like the super preteen babysitter, you know, the 14-year-old that just...
The one that you obviously wouldn't touch. But then that's the one that like really goes after the dad, according to the movies I watch.
According to the fucking movies you're watching. All those fucking horror thrillers and the stage 5 clingers.
Look, it's just so much easier to like, I don't know, man. It's just avoid it.
Okay.
Avoid it. Why are you guys auditioning babysitters?
No. No, we probably should. We want to go out, man.
I'll watch your kid.
Still going. I got some you know whats.
Yeah, you got know what? Are we there?
We're about 43 in.
Okay.
So we can get some you know whats.
Let's
one
do
of,
it.
One of one of which we'll spend some time on, I think.
All right.
Hey, you know what?
Well, blah, blah. Sorry.
Gargle,
what's
gargle.
That?
White chicks
mm-hmm.
is incredibly racist.
It is.
I don't think White Chicks, the movie.
I've never liked it.
I do not find it funny.
I don't think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny at all.
The funniest part is when that big black dude is dancing in the car. That's the funniest part.
I think I've maybe seen clips of it. I don't think I've ever seen like full on through.
It's not funny.
But I was scrolling through my timeline and a clip came through and I was like, you know, this doesn't get enough credit for being like a really fucking racist movie.
Well, also it was time and space.
Time and space.
It came out the right time. We weren't so
hyper. The jazz singer in the 30s.
Wait, what is that?
The jazz singer. It was a racist movie.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is that, like, they weren't as woke then as I don't think you can make that movie now. Like, there's a series of movies that, like, we got to enjoy as a kid.
But the problem is that it's still held in such high regard as a great movie.
Yeah,
even for...
I actually judge people who say that about that movie.
Oh, yeah. I totally judge people like, oh, White Chicks Hilarious. Like, you're fucking racist.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it gets enough credit. So I want to be that person to say...
You're leading the charge.
White Chicks is fucking racist.
This is the hill you're going to die on?
It doesn't get enough credit for being a racist-ass movie. And if you disagree, just simply ask yourself, what if they made a movie called Black Chicks?
Well,
how would that go over?
They did. It was called BAPS, and Black Chicks played it. Here's the thing. I'm going to challenge you for using the incorrect word. Because it's very hard for there to be racism against white people.
Okay.
Because racism, I believe, to be systemic.
Okay.
So, this is great. This is a great conversation we're going to have now. Last week, I think it was in Indiana, a white woman got busted for embezzling over $250,000 from a private business. She got 10 years probation, paid back like $100,000 cash, all these stipulations, but no prison time.
Good for her.
A black woman got busted for embezzling $40,000 from a school, from a high school.
Oh, fantastic.
In 1 year.
Good for her.
Okay. She got 18 months prison time.
Mm-hmm.
Way less money. That's racism to me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's the opposite of that, where the white person gets more punishment than the black person, doesn't exist in our country. So to me,
unless I say the N-word.
You get canceled. Yeah, that's true. You're allowed to go on TV and call a white person a cracker.
Yeah.
Or a honky or a hot dog water or whatever. You're allowed to do all that.
It wouldn't be the same repercussion. There'd be some
zero.
Black.
Zero.
I think there'd be some.
Zero repercussion. You know why? Because whoever you called that, at the end of the day, they're white.
Right.
They get to go home white. Sure. You know, like they get to drive whatever car. I don't know if you saw last week, 15-year-old and his dad and his real estate agent got put in handcuffs for looking at a house.
Mm-hmm.
The realtor went to go show him a house. The neighbors called the cops. There's black people breaking into this house. Cops showed up with guns drawn.
Wow.
That's racism.
Yeah.
So that example doesn't exist the other way in our country.
Right.
But it is the most bigoted fucking movie probably ever celebrated.
Yeah.
It is insanely... it's bad.
Yeah, not only is it not funny... But it's bad.
But it's definitely not funny.
Oh, it's definitely
like
not funny.
I don't think it's funny at all.
Yeah,
I've tried watching it like multiple times to the point where when someone goes, "Oh my god, I love that movie," I just go like, "I can't check, please." I can't deal with that.
Yeah, at that point, all of your recommendations for media out the fucking window.
Yeah, and then also is fucking if blackface is fucked up, whiteface is fucked up.
Yeah.
Again, just like we said, my body, my choice. Hey, dude, painted faces are fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a strong, you know what.
I hate that movie. I'm glad you hate that movie, too.
Yeah, I equally hate that movie. I think I'm going to try to watch it again just to reaffirm, like, A.
Let's do it together. Let's podcast it. Let's make it an episode one day where you and I watch and we just commentate on it the whole time.
I could do that.
All right. I'm down. Cool. I would like that.
Just movies we shit on. That's a new podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
we're making the umbrella bigger, right? For Stars and Street Lamps.
Yeah. Motion and Imagine watch movies. Yeah. And just cap on them the whole fucking time.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that idea.
Oh, they could. Oh, yeah.
We can even pick, like, it doesn't have to be full movies. We could pick an episode or something. Like, Seinfeld episode.
We're going
to
be like the new Beavis and Butthead.
Dude, we're going to be the new Beavis and Butthead, dude.
I'm with that.
Except we're going to be Santiago and Dunbar. You know what, bro?
That's a great. You know what? What?
As much as I like The Purge.
What? Oh, no. I love The Purge.
I watched the last one.
The Forever Purge?
It's fucking stupid.
Damn it.
Let me tell you. Okay, the concept of The Purge.
I haven't seen it yet, but I love The Purge.
No. I love The Purge. I love the series. I really do.
Okay.
But the premise of The Purge.
Of The Forever Purge or The Purge?
Of The Purge.
Okay, got it.
It's fucked up.
Yes, it is.
No. Not that it's fucked up. It's incorrect.
Oh.
Let me tell you why.
Why?
The very basis of it relies on the fact that for some unknown fucking reason, everyone's going to patiently wait until that horn sounds.
I would.
Okay. That's exactly why I would fucking rob your ass 6 hours before the purge starts. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Everybody knows the purge is going to go, and they're all like strapped up, waiting in the street, like looking at their enemy.
Yeah.
Like, no, bro. You're already going to commit crime. Whether or not it's declared a crime,
yeah.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Just get the jump on them. Remember when we were growing up? I don't know if you did. My dad used to say this, as long as you don't swing first.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a fight, you won't be in trouble if you didn't swing first.
Yeah.
Retarded. That's retarded. That's
horrible advice, Dad.
As soon as we got big enough that, like, we were going to actually get hurt, like, high school age, you know, if someone hits you, like, it's going to hurt. That tune changed. It's like, no. If you feel like there's going to be a fight, you better get them first. Like, you better fucking... I'm not going to wait for the... No, dude. I'm going. Nice. Like, I might get you 6 weeks early. I don't know. And as I get you, I go, hot, the purge! As I'm stabbing you, you know?
That's fair.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that you would go after? You don't have to be specific.
Yeah.
If the purge was real. And then B, is there anybody you would have to worry about coming after you?
I'm pretty sure there's a number of people that have to worry about coming after me.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's people that just fucking do not like me.
Look, I feel like there's plenty of people that I would but not liking you and then taking the time to, like, I only have 24 hours to fuck someone's life up and you're on that list. That's a big difference. But I would like to think that anybody who thinks they're going to come after me goes, you know what? That's going to be a tough cookie. Like, let's just go. Maybe we'll get 2 or 3 years of purging in before we get good at it and then consider going back after motion. Right.
If there is going to be a purge, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to fortify my house with fucking steel windows and machine gun shit. I'm just going to get Kevin McAllister, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just get the Home Alone kid.
Booby trap this house, bitch.
Booby trap the fucking house. Not to worry about the purge.
The paint can with the rope thing. Kid, show me how you did that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Purge versus Home Alone, I think will be a very entertaining movie.
Like Alien versus Predator?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great, dude. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Well, someone's got to film that.
Yeah.
We got to reach out to McAllister.
Yeah, make that happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'm working on it.
You know what?
I hit up Caitlin. You know what? What?
I did the same thing. Sorry. I said the same thing. You know what?
We're out of practice. What? What's up, brother?
There's solar, wind, ocean current to generate electricity. But the next best thing, and no one's really thought about it, is fucking slide power.
What do you mean?
Those plastic playground slides, when you go down that shit, generates so much electricity.
Oh my God.
I was following Milo down a fucking slide because he was like, I'm going down. I was like, cool, man. He's like, okay, now your turn. I was like, oh shit, man. I went down that shit, and I was just getting zapped left and right. Like,
you're like Jamie
Foxx
and Spider-Man?
Yeah, bro. I was like, fuck, man. We should just use this to power a Prius.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love that.
Slide power.
You know what?
What?
This wasn't you know what, but I'm going to make it work as one.
Fuck it.
A rum and Coke? It's not supposed to taste like rum and Coke. When it's properly made, it takes on its own flavor of God jizz sweetness.
Where's the blend?
It's phenomenal when someone makes a good rum and Coke.
Yeah.
Little tip.
Yep.
Order a double and a tall glass.
That's
how you get the best rum and Coke ever made.
Noted.
Yep.
Is there a particular rum?
I always go Well.
Okay.
Just because I'm kind of a slut for me.
Just give me whatever you got. Yep. Hey, you know what?
What's that, my man?
If I have trouble opening something that is childproof, I'm going to take that as a personal attack from the manufacturer. Fuck you, sir.
Oh, man.
I'm out here trying to live my best life, opening this fucking clamshell plastic shit, and I can't get into it without fucking slicing my fingers open. Fuck you, manufacturer.
Yeah.
It looks presentation worthy, sure, on the shelf, but fuck, I just want to use what's in the damn package.
The worst part about that is you know a kid put that together.
Yeah, I'm going to take
it. You know it's a little kid in China that welded that shit closed.
Kevin McAllister designed that shit, man.
You know what?
What?
It should be a red flag if she gets snail mail and emails in 4 different last names.
Oh, that's the flag.
Look out, bro. You should do is immediately go to her bathroom and summon Candyman.
Candyman, you know what to do.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you listeners were down to follow us through the episode because it got real serious in the middle there. But we had some fun at the end.
That's what you got to do.
We came out.
Talk the current events and then we come out on top. We have a good time. Have a couple brews.
Right. We came out like Simone Biles.
On top.
Yeah. And
still winning.
And we came through.
Still winning.
You thought we were dropping out.
As always, want to thank you all for joining us here in Poundtown. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all we do, drop that dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance, just like Cocktails by Daisy at cocktails.by.daisy. Daisy, D-A-I-S-S-E-Y. And lastly...
You danced your way through that.
Yeah, you saw that? If I can, if I can. If I can't use my hand to accentuate each letter,
letter, every shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. I use my hand as like a fucking maestro in an orchestra.
I love that. That was phenomenal.
But if I can't use, I got to use something. So
this is great, dude. We should start a podcast, you and I.
And lastly, don't forget, there is power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name is Imagine, and that's the Man in Motion. And we'll see y'all next time on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
We love you guys, man. Keep an eye out for our podcast launching soon.